Are you in Boston yet, Rashog?
Yeah, we're in Boston. We decided to get up early this morning, Greg, Biron, and Parker and I, and drove to Boston. What was supposed to take 5 hours took about 8.5 because they decided to give us the full meal deal at the border. So we had
Well, you guys are pretty shady.
Up at the border there.
I can see that. You're pretty shady. Right? You're probably rattled making sure they didn't take any of your makeup stuff.
Yeah. You didn't have to ask for the cavity search.
Don't confiscate my Mac product.
Yeah. The most cautious of the four games for sure in this series last night. Compared to the first three, I thought the game was kind of boring.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there were a lot more odd man rushes in previous games. There were a lot more grade A scoring chances early in previous games. You could tell for some reason both teams just, I don't know if they sensed that kind of all important game four. I'm not sure what happened, but yeah, they dialed back the chance taking. Boston kind of hung back in the neutral zone. They didn't allow those passes in behind their D. I totally agree. Much more cautious approach by both teams. And which, you know, I was a little surprised that I thought Boston maybe needed to come out in that situation and try and kind of take it to him a little bit, but it worked for him in the end, although it was they just barely squeaked one out.
How great was the action of the eventual game-winning goal scored by Fraser and just what he had to say? I mean, just pure enthusiasm.
Yeah,
no?
That was pretty cool. You know, we've all done a bajillion media scrubs after games, and you get so much of just the same old, same old. But that kid was so fired up. I mean, he was just vibrating. His voice, he's like, you can tell by my voice that I'm excited. And it's like he was just, he was breathing hard. He was nervous. He was excited. I mean, you know, a Red Deer kid. Just, that was an awesome, awesome moment for him. And it's funny because all day yesterday we were talking about line changes. And Claude Julien's going to do this. And Claude Julien's going to do that. And he's changing this, changing that. And at the end of the day, he left everything mostly the same except for this one sneaky little line change. You know, and he sent one player down, brought another player up who had been playing real well in the postseason in the American League. And I don't know, Struds, if that's common or not, but you go to a guy who's playing in the AHL playoffs, you bring him up, you swap him out for a guy with your NHL team, and it pays huge dividends for him.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's confidence, isn't it? You know, you come up and the game's at that level. It's a little bit different from American League, obviously, to the NHL. But the guy goes in feeling good about himself, but he got a lucky break. I mean, that wasn't what they call a goal scorer's goal. But a guy, he's going to net feeling good. He's excited, and he taps one in there. And, I mean, it was a great moment. I loved what he said. I think basically he said, you know, I wish every kid could experience this. I mean, just true raw emotion. And it's not very often I get, you know, goosebumps over when someone has a press conference. But that's one thing for me that I'll never forget Matt Fraser. He's one of my favorite young players now in the NHL.
Yeah, for sure. And he didn't just come up and get dumped out of the fourth line and ignore it. I mean, you know, he played on the third line, and then to get the tap on the shoulder in overtime, that's one of those ones where, I mean, you just sort of look over your shoulder at the coach like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, me? You sure, me? I had one of those moments in junior where I got sent out in overtime, and I wanted to do a double take. Over my shoulder, like, you know, I'm sorry, are you seeing? Do you think that you're tapping someone else? But he went out there and scored in a big moment.
And what was your reaction when you scored the game-winning goal?
I did, actually, in Seattle.
You did?
But I got an OT goal in Seattle, yeah. And I was absolutely stunned that I got sent out.
I love it.
I know, Matt. I know. Once in a lifetime. Like, that's the only overtime I ever played in junior at all. And, yeah, I got the goal. Go figure. Terrible goal, like backhand fanned on it.
So basically, you're
on the goalie somehow.
You're like the OT to the Kamloops Blazers, like Struds is to the shootout in the NHL.
Exactly, exactly. The difference is nobody will ever remember that goal, whereas Struds' shootout goal will go down in infamy, a hockey lore in history.
Well, Marek Malik, though, really kind of ruined it for him.
Yeah.
And if Struds wasn't on radio in Edmonton, I'm not sure how many people would know about it.
Oh, they would. They would know. A lot of fans. I know those big points got us in the playoffs.
There you go.
Big points. the Fraser, you know, what's interesting about it is, so Matt, not only was the guy called up, he's on the ice in the first, like the first minute and a half of overtime. It wasn't like the coach was really, you know, hiding that line. This kid has a lot of confidence. And is that maybe a subtle little shot to some of his other top guys that you guys need to get going?
Well, I mean, yeah, it could be when you, as a group, and they're a pretty tight group. Like that group has been together for a while. So all of a sudden you see this guy come in, and although he'd been with the team a little bit this year, and all of a sudden gets the tap in OT. But I think that he doesn't like making line changes. He doesn't. And we thought he was going to yesterday. I thought he was going to yesterday. He ended up keeping them all together, and for the most part, keeping it the same. But it paid off. And the thing about it is that they had gone to watch him play in the American League. Pete Chiarelli had gone down, and their assistant GM had gone down and watched him play. And they just he had 5 points in 5 American League playoff games and scored an overtime winner. And they just thought he looks like he's ready to step in and contribute. And so it was kind of a nice – that was a solid call by the GM to go down and do some scouting and look at it and go, yeah, he's ready, get him in here.
Shauger, what's the attitude been around this Bruins team? You know, they're down 2-1. They obviously probably not the way they want to, but are they a confident group still?
I think so. I really do. I haven't sensed a moment in this where the only one that I've sensed it from is Claude Julien, which is funny. I sensed it yesterday in his his press conference after the morning skate. I thought he seemed odd and combative and nervous and just weird and off, and we all kind of agreed, like, that was weird. But beyond that, these guys have just been there and done that, right? They've just been in these situations before. They are cocky as a team. They believe when they want to, they can impose their will on anybody in the league, and that if they lose a game, it's their fault, not because anybody out there is any better. I really believe that's the way this team feels about itself, and I don't think they'll ever say it publicly, but I really get that sense from them that they're mad at themselves if they don't win. Like, they're not going to say, yeah, we just got beat by a better team. They're never going to say that. I think these guys believe they're the best.
Ryan Ashok from TSN joins us. Game 7, you know, Montreal now, it's best of 3. They've got to win one game in Boston to win the series. And like the old Kings tonight, I think their best chance if they want to win the series is to win game 5. Do you see the same thing for the Habs if they're going to win this series? Is the one game they win in Boston got to come this weekend?
Yeah, I definitely give them a better chance, definitely. I don't know if I'm going to say that if it goes to a 7 that it's a done deal. I don't think I'll say that. This Montreal team, there's something about it. They're opportunistic. A lot of this depends on the officiating, guys, because, you know, after 2 games, there were 22 penalties called. In the last 2 games, there have been 5. Well, you remember what happened after game 2? Claude Julien got chirpy and talking about their officials and all of the crap they were having to put up with. Well, I don't know if that worked. I don't know what happened, but the referees have put their whistles in their pockets. The Montreal Canadiens had 9 power plays in the first 2 games, and they've had 2 in the last 2. So that's a huge swing when you consider that Boston's power play is brutal, 0-for-8, and Montreal has been able to be effective with their power play. So if the whistles stay in the pockets, it's big-time advantage Bruins. I don't know if that'll happen in the next 3 games. The Habs have to find a way to get themselves on some power plays.
Shauger, any chance Montreal gets Galchenyuk back?
I haven't seen him around. Haven't really seen him seen him skating too much. I'm not sure. I think that he's probably next round if he's available to come back. But we haven't been getting any indication of that at all. We might see some changes. We talked about that with our panel today. Maybe some changes. Like, you have to wonder if maybe, you know, with Murray in the lineup, if that will change, they worry about some tough matchups. I mean, if we're able to get against the third line, lost the third board line, we have to grow now.
Shauger's connections are going. We're going to get rid of him anyway.
Yeah, that was about enough.
Yeah, that was way too much. I think that was the radio gods telling us get him off the air. So
actually, after you told me about the Seattle overtime goal, I basically stopped listening. Just send me a text with what you said, Shocker. I need that for my show later.
Gregor and Stradwick with you live at On the Rocks, Jasper Ave, 118th Street. Michelle, you tell Shocker, you have yourself a wonderful day. We're going to commercial break. You're done. See you later.
I'm done.
Yeah, you're done. Time's up. Like Strud said, your phone. Strud said he didn't listen to anything he said after your overtime goal anyway. So it's.
I actually fell asleep during that story.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay. Have a safe trip.
Story for you.
Have a safe trip. Make sure you hold on to your ankles on the way back into Montreal.
All right. See you, boys.